Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I'm so happy to have you with me, so grateful that you're taking the time to study the Word of God. My prayer for you is that you are learning and growing in your walk and faith in Jesus Christ and His Father God, and as you continue in the Word, that you're being blessed in your daily life with ways to live according to God's ways. And so we always go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our study together. So I pray, ask you if you would to pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for you. We're grateful for your word. And once again, here we are with it in hand, ready to study and learn from you. So I pray today that you will bless us with your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth, Heavenly Father, and also that we could be empowered to live according to the truth we learn. We want to bless you and give you thanks again today, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Gone to the Pharisees, and is taken from the book of John, chapter 11, verse 46. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus stood at the grave where Lazarus was buried and cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, "Loose him and let him go." Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. And in chapter 11 and verse 46 of his book, John shared how some of them went their ways to the Pharisees, where we read, "But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done." The verse reads, "But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees." John began with the words, "but some of them," which means, however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, a few or small number of the people who watched Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead went their ways or departed and left to go to the Pharisees, which means to the men who were part of the sect which seems to have started after the Jewish exile. In addition to Old Testament books, the Pharisees recognized in oral tradition a standard of belief and life. John shared how some of the people who were at the resurrection of Lazarus went to the Pharisees and did the following. The verse continues, "and told them what things Jesus had done." John added the words, "and told them," which means "and brought word" or "shared what things Jesus had done," which means what acts and deeds the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, and God incarnate, whose name means Jehovah is salvation, made ready, performed, and produced. John shared how the people who went to the Pharisees shared with them about Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. When we consider John's words in this verse, we learn how there were people within the crowd who were not believers in Jesus, but reporters who only desired to share with the religious leaders known as Pharisees what Jesus did. Some people simply will not believe. Even when a mighty miracle such as the raising of the dead is performed right before their eyes, rather than rejoicing over this miracle, these people went to tell the authorities. God's desire is for every person to believe and trust in His Son, Jesus. However, not everyone will. Those who are wise will examine the acts, deeds, and words of Jesus and yield their lives to Him. And those who refuse and reject Jesus will merely serve as reporters who observe Jesus but never believe. Next time, John shares how the Pharisees asked, "What do we?" So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name,